What separates job seekers who actually land roles from the ones that don't? That's what we're talking about on today's show, so keep listening.
Welcome to the Gen X Career Show, the only podcast designed specifically for the Gen X professional who wants to start a new chapter, finally finding passion and fulfillment in the work that they do every day. I'm your host, Kay Kirkman. Now let's get started.
Welcome back to the Gen X Career Show. My name is Kay Kirkman, and I am back with you for yet another episode. And today we are talking about what is it that successful job seekers do that unsuccessful job seekers don't do? What are some of the core activities that people who land successfully jobs or people who successfully land jobs, either after a layoff or in a career transition where they've decided that where they are just no longer suits them for whatever reason? I wanted to do this episode especially because of all the layoffs that are happening right now, specifically in the tech sector. But really, you know, layoffs happen all the time. I guess there were a lot at one time and they were in a specific industry. So I think that's why there's so much media attention. But companies lay off for various reasons and people are in career transition for numerous reasons. You know, I coach midlife professionals who are seeking more fulfillment and passion in the work they do. So you might find yourself in the job market because you're looking for something different, or you might find yourself forced out. Whatever the reason, what I'm going to share today will help you to think about your job search in a different way, hopefully, or hopefully it will bring to light some things that you know, but maybe you're just not doing or you haven't done. And if you are in career transition and there are some things that I mentioned that you haven't done or you haven't been doing, maybe now you can start incorporating these aspects into your job search. And these are also things that you can think about even if you're in a company right now and you want to make, let's say, a lateral move, right? You might be able to incorporate some of this in there, but this is really specifically for those who are seeking a new role. So the first thing I will say that job seekers who do land roles, what they're doing differently is that before they dive into the job search, they're taking the time to reflect. They're taking the time to think about, first of all, if it was a layoff, okay, what just happened? And they are taking time to regroup. Some of them are actually taking a vacation or, you know, just taking some time off. And if you experience a layoff, you might not have the luxury of doing that. But if you do, because you have a severance or savings, I do recommend taking time. Now, the amount of time is up for debate. You know, that's up to you and your personal situation. But I do recommend that you take some time to reflect. Don't just dive into the job search right away, even if it's just a day or a weekend, to just reflect on, you know, what happened in the previous role. Just process it in your mind. There might even be some emotions that you're feeling that are related to losing the job. You know, you're losing almost like a family. You know, work, a lot of times your coworkers become like family in certain aspects. And so just take the time to get yourself into a space where you're not still holding on to what you're losing or walking away from, but where you are more in a space where you're feeling optimistic about what's to come. And however long that takes you to get into that space, now that might be a process. You might not be able to wait until you get fully into that space before you start looking economically. But it's really important to move from the space of maybe blaming your former employer or your former coworkers or the circumstances or the situation and really living in the past of whatever that job situation was, to getting in a place of being optimistic for what's to come. That's the headspace that you want to be in as you enter into a job search. So the first thing that successful job seekers do is they get themselves in the right frame of mind before they dive in to the job search process. Now, the second thing that successful job seekers do is they have a focus. Unsuccessful job searchers, or should I say job searchers that it takes a longer time to find a role, a lot of times, and this is just in my experience, they don't have a focus. They are going to LinkedIn or Indeed, and they are typing in job titles. They are applying to everything, not really examining the role, not really looking to see whether or not it's something that they actually want, really just looking at the salary. And they end up almost morphing themselves into what the job description says, rather than taking a look at their skills, their preferences, their talents, their abilities, and then looking for roles where they can add value or they can shine or they can bring those strengths and talents to the table. And so that's really all about focusing. Focusing first on your strengths, on the value that you're bringing to the market, and then focusing, okay, given that this is what I'm bringing, this is where I feel that I would be best suited to work, whatever the industry is, whatever the role is. So focus, it covers a lot, right? So it's not only the focus of what jobs you're going to target, but also the focus of what skills am I going to highlight as I target these companies. So the second thing that successful job seekers do is they have a focus. They're not just all over the place with their job search. They have a very specific focus, meaning that they've identified their strengths and they know what they can bring to the table. And then they've also identified companies that need that or could potentially need that. And those are the companies that they're targeting. In that, successful job seekers, like I said, they know what they bring to the table and they're able to articulate that to a potential hiring manager or potential employer. Now, the third thing that successful job seekers do is they're not waiting for opportunities to come to them. They are actively going out and building their network. They are connecting with new people. They are scouting out opportunities in creative ways, meaning they're not just going to networking functions, but maybe they're going to a function related to a hobby that they have where there will be high-achieving professionals there that aren't really in the mode of talking about jobs, but in a casual conversation, they might make a contact that can lead them to an opportunity. So that's what I mean by being creative. You know, instead of just going to the weekly Chamber of Commerce networking event where everyone there is networking for a job, why not go to the local, I don't know, bowling association or, you know, join a bowling league? You know what I mean? That might be even better to connect with like-minded people if you like bowling than going to a networking event. I know some of my best clients that I've gotten have not been through the marketing channels that I chose to find them. It's been a conversation at a Christmas party. I remember my very, very first client. So before I was a career coach, I actually was a copywriter. And I would write copy for various publications. And my very, very first role that I got was at a credit union, helping them to rewrite their annual report. And this was a lead that I got from a very casual conversation that I had from the president of the credit union. And it just turned out that she was a journalism major, and I was a journalism major. I had no idea. I mean, she's the head of a bank or a credit union. Why would I ever think that she was a writer or that she was a journalist? And I don't even know now how we got into the conversation, but we just started talking, come to find out she was a journalism major. And as I recall, writing was something that she'd always loved and wanted to do. But because of practicality, she ended up going into banking. And so it was a very interesting story. And it didn't happen right away because it was a Christmas party. So of course, the holidays had to pass. And it was one of those things where I probably won't hear back. Lo and behold, I heard back, and that was my very first copywriting client. So I say all that to say, sometimes creative networking is the way to go and the way to uncover new opportunities, but definitely putting yourself in situations where you could potentially meet hiring managers or people that you can connect with that connect you that can connect you to opportunities. It's so funny. I saw this meme today, and I've seen it before, but it's something to the effect of there's a woman who's sitting on the couch, and she's got her clay mask, like her face mask on. You know, if you've ever seen a face mask, you know, it looks like, you know, you look like some sort of a burglar or a zombie or something like that, right? You've got this, you know, gray looking clay face mask on. So she's lying on the bed, or excuse me, she's lying on the couch with her bathrobe on, like she's just taken a bath or something, and she's got this face mask on. And the caption says something like, you know, me waiting for the love of my life to knock on my door, you know, and she's sitting eating bonbons with a face mask on. So a lot of times that's how job seekers are. They're sitting behind their computer at home thinking that miraculously a job opportunity is just going to walk through the front door. Doesn't happen that way. So successful job seekers are actually putting themselves in situations where they can meet people, and people are going to be the ones that are going to lead you to the opportunities to get a new role. That was a very long way of saying that. But the point is, successful job seekers put themselves in situations where they can meet people that can lead them to opportunities. They don't just sit back and wait for the opportunities to drop in their lap. And then the last thing that I would say that successful job seekers do is they plan their time. So a lot of times, if you're not looking for a job, or even if you have a job and you're looking for another one, you can tend to be distracted and you can tend to not be very efficient. For example, let's use the example of being laid off. If you're laid off, you don't really have a specific place that you have to report into. And if you're not used to that and you're at home with Netflix in the other room and the refrigerator in the next room, there can be a tendency to not stick to a set schedule. So when you set a schedule and you plan your time and you map out your day so that each hour is accounted for, and that does account for leisure time too, like taking a walk, going to the gym, all of those things that actually are going to help you, to fuel you as you're moving along the job search process. You know, you do want to schedule those things in too, but you want to have a way to organize yourself. So how are you as a job seeker organizing your tracking of the opportunities that you've reached out to, what they've said? When did they say to reach out again? Those type of things. Do you have a spreadsheet? Do you have some sort of a CRM or a project management tool that you're using? How much time are you spending on job searching? And then how much time are you spending on networking? Have you created a sweet spot in terms of how much you want to do of each one? And are you revisiting that to see if it's actually working and it's effective and you're actually yielding results from that? So successful job searchers maintain a set schedule. And this goes for if you're working for a company now too, but you're looking to possibly move to another role? Are you using what they call, so you have your 9 to 5 and then your 5 to 9? So 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you're at your job, quote unquote. But then 5 to 9 p.m., what are you doing? Are you looking for new opportunities? Are you going out and meeting people on the weekends? Are you lounging in front of the television set, or are you looking for opportunities? So a lot of times when I talk to job seekers, some job seekers, not all, they, especially if they're working and they're looking for a new opportunity, there's always not enough time. Well, I don't have enough time. And, you know, I'm working 9 to 5 and then I don't have enough time to look for something new. But when we start to audit the day and we start to account for the time spent watching TV, talking on the phone, scrolling Instagram, surfing the internet, right? When we start to break down those pockets of time that are not being spent doing productive activities or activities that are going to directly lead to your next role, then we start to find 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 30 minutes here. And we find that when we create a schedule and we allow time for leisure activities so that you don't feel like you're missing out on those things, but at the same time, you do allow time for those activities that are going to actually push you forward towards that next role, then oftentimes we do find that there is time in the day to search for a new role. There is time, but we just haven't planned properly to find where that time actually is. So those are just some of the things that successful job seekers do that unsuccessful, meaning job seekers that actually land new roles, those are some of the things that they do that job seekers that are unsuccessful with this, they do. And, you know, I got this kind of thought process of what activities do successful job seekers do? It's something that I was going to name this episode, actually, what not to do when you're looking for a new role, because I was looking at something on YouTube by, if you've ever heard of Alex Hermosa, he's a very, very wealthy entrepreneur. He started out in gyms. He would market, he would take care of the marketing for gyms, and he would go into a gym that wasn't doing well, and he would show them how, you know, by tweaking a few things here and there, he would create marketing plans for them. And he's very wealthy, him and his wife. He talks about this idea that when you think of something in the negative, oftentimes it makes it more compelling for you to do. So for example, if I had have said 5 things that successful job seekers don't do, right? And then I name the things that they don't do, then you can reverse engineer and say, oh, okay, well, if they don't do these things, then they do the opposite. And then those are the things that you start to do. And there's something about your brain having to reverse engineer that helps it to be more compelling and more likely that you will actually carry it out. So if you want to think about this episode as 5 things not to do as a successful job seeker, then you are more than welcome to do that as well. But hopefully you heard something that, you know, strikes you, something that actually feels like something that you can implement. So taking the time first to get yourself in a headspace where you're looking forward and not looking back at the old opportunities, and then taking the time to focus, not limiting your search, taking the time to build opportunities. Remember, you're not sitting on the couch with your face mask on, waiting for somebody to walk through the door. You are actively going out and seeking out opportunities. And then, of course, networking and planning your time. Those are the things that I mentioned in the episode. I will link these all to the show notes on my website, and you can see all of these activities that successful job seekers do right there. And that is all I have for you today, but as always, I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Gen X Career Show. Make sure to visit our website, yourgenxcareer.com, and while you're there, grab your free Dream Job Discovery List, a curated collection of over 20 job titles to spark your imagination, ignite your passion, and move you one step closer to work you truly enjoy.